check it out. It's some great informative news about homelessness in this country. It's time to start pressing the government to start taking care of social issues. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. They don't take care of social issues. They're conservatives. They only care about the military, mining, oil fields, corporate tax cuts, and, well, rich white people. Or rich people, period. So, check it out. The Homelessness Marathon is on next week. ITYC has the mic next Tuesday. So I will see you in a couple of weeks. And this is Ceremony, Last Great Men. You're listening to Native Solidarity News here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I'm Christian.
I'm Fleur. Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to the show for this evening.
Welcome to a wintry Vancouver afternoon.
Yeah, we're here to keep you warm.
and hopefully dry.
And
informed.
Yeah, and informed for sure, because that's what we do. For those people out there that are listening to the program for the first time, this is Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. And we play music and musicians that are doing it more for than just the music.
That's right. We say that we celebrate musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy.
Great way to put it.
Thanks.
And we started it off there with a great track from Deer Hunter. That was Desire Lines from their latest album. I don't know if I can pronounce that, so you go for it.
Oh, thanks for putting me on the spot. Allison Digest, maybe?
Awesome, we'll roll with that. They're a four-piece indie rock group from Atlanta, Georgia. Describe themselves as ambient punk. I'm loving that song. That's probably one of my favorite songs this week, I'm going
to
call it.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought you were going to say so far this year, and I was like, there's a bold statement.
Oh, hey, yeah, we'll go with that, too.
Well, did we say what the name of the song was?
Or yeah,
we,
oh, Desire okay. Lines.
Don't worry, I'll get with the program in a little minute.
We should say now, just while we've got everybody's attention, we've got a great show.
We do, as always.
Over the next hour and a half. We've got some tickets to give away.
We do. Later on in the show, we're giving away tickets for the Deers. They're playing on March 5th at the venue. And Christian and I actually went to the venue last week to see the Agrolites. What did you think?
I thought it was a great show. As far as the venue itself goes, I actually like what they've done with it. I haven't been there in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they've definitely renovated, changed up some of the seating and where the bars are located. I like what they've done with it.
Yeah, I find it a lot better than what they had before with the plaza, where that was that giant, huge circular of a bar.
Just taking up all that room in the middle.
People want to dance. I found it very lo-fi but zhuzhy.
Cool.
I'm going to go with that. I don't know. And the Agrolites, how good was that show?
Yeah, that was awesome. As always.
Yeah, they were punking it. I'd never seen them before, and they were scarring up big time.
Yeah.
And there was some pretty decent mohawks walking around.
Yeah, there's always an interesting crowd at ska shows for sure. So
yeah, lots of those boots. What are they called? The Johnny boots or whatever they wear?
Oh, I'm not sure.
We're just making things up.
We are. Let's get into it. Next up, we're going to play some Canadian hip-hop from Shad. So Shad was on the program a couple months back.
Yeah.
We had the pleasure of having him on the show.
That was fun. Yeah, he actually came into the studio and we had him chatting for about half an hour. When we get our artists to come for an interview, either on the phone or in the studio, we ask them to do an Are You Aware mixtape, which means it's like four songs that they get to choose, three songs that inspire them to be involved in social justice, and they get to choose one of their own songs that mirrors their sentiments around social justice. So we get to talk to them about that and like their song choices and about their music and what they've been up to. And Shad was so fun. He had some really great song choices, really inspiring stuff I hadn't heard of before, but have now quickly become some favorite songs of mine, and I have played them since on Are You Aware because I just think they're really powerful.
Yeah, and I Shad's from London, Ontario, and I find it very interesting how he got his start. His debut album, which came out in 2005, was actually financed with about $18,000 that he won from a radio station talent competition when he was studying in university. So I think that's a pretty interesting and neat story to how he got his start in the music biz. More recently, his third album, TSOL, that we're going to play a track from, was nominated for Polaris Music Prize.
Yeah, last year. He's been on the shortlist a couple of times with Polaris. And we love to play Shad, just not only because he's a wicked guy, but he has a really interesting heritage, and a lot of his songs are focusing on social causes. He's from, oh God, Rwanda, that's right. Yeah, his parents are from Rwanda. And his mother's actually a poet, and she is on one of his first songs on his first album. So that was really cool talking to him about that. But recently, he's been involved with Dallas Green of Alexis on Fire and City Colour fame, and they've selected a Rob Dyer's Skate for Cancer charity as the recipient of all profits from the sale of their new collaboration, Shad and Dallas Two Songs. Skate for Cancer, we've talked about that. We talked about that a long while ago, so maybe we should let them in on what is Skate for Cancer. Do you want to...
Yeah, sure. Skate for Cancer was formed by Toronto's Rob Dyer after his mother passed away of the disease. So over the last 7 years, he has skateboarded across North America, New Zealand, and Australia, spreading education about cancer prevention. His efforts have resonated in particular with youth through his affiliation with the skateboarding and music communities. So pretty interesting and cool way to raise awareness.
I would totally recommend going onto the Skate for Cancer website and checking out his story, because he's gone through a lot. His first Skate for Cancer tour that he did across America, he broke his heel and he had his stuff stolen out of his, I'm pretty sure out of his van, but he continued on even in like the most horrendous of pain, because that was his first tour and he wanted to pay homage to his mum. So since then it's grown, and they put on concerts around Canada and the States as well. And it's just a really great initiative. And you can buy a limited vinyl pressing of the Shad and Dallas Two Songs. They can be purchased for $12 at online stores for City and Colour and Shad, or the digital version sells for $1.98 on iTunes, and the money goes to a really cool cause.
Yeah, so get on your computer and buy the EP.
Download it from iTunes.
Yeah, support Skate for Cancer. And while you're doing that, listen to this next song by Shad. Here's Keep Shining.
I love this song.
On Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Clever bras with goals like Fedorov, seeking better jobs instead of running scams like Set It Off. Some aren't the sharpest, but they know what they stand for. They don't let jams disrespect them on a dance floor. And know they never hit college like the Danforth, for damn sure they got each other's back like a jam sport. Girls in the league are they own like Gina Davis, Nina Simone ladies, Tina Fey chicks, Christina Applegates, and Benita Applebombs. It don't mask and say nothing when you ask what's wrong. That's what's up. And they can laugh it up, and they don't pass the buck. Nothing's for certain, we all have to trust someone. I used to want to find the love of my life. Now I'm trying to live a life of love. It's not just a husband and wife thing. It's something that Christ brings, some comfort at night. True beauty doesn't run from the light. Keep shining. I've been known to talk about women on a track or two. I talk to women, I just can't talk for women. That's for you, we need women for that. More women in rap, even tracks like Quali's for women. That's still only half the view of the world. There's no girls rapping, so we only hearing half the truth. What we have to lose, too much, half our youth aren't represented. The better halves of dudes, so we don't hear about your brain, just your brains. How you Rockefeller, Stacey Dash Dames. We just need your voice like an acapella. Something in the music's gotta change a lot of things. It's funny how words like consciousness and positive music can somehow start to feel hollow. It's become too synonymous with polished and soft collagen lips on the face of race politics. Well, you can't be everything to everyone, so let me be anything to anyone. The world turns and there's clouds sometimes, but there's no such thing as a setting sun. It always keeps shining. Keep shining. Keep shining. Keep shining. Keep shining. Check it out. My mom taught me where to keep my heart. My aunts taught me how to sing two parts. My sis taught me how to parallel park and try to teach me math, but she way too smart. My grandma in the 80s is still sharp. My girl cousins in activism and art.
They taught me there's no curls too tight, no mind too bright, no skin too dark to keep shining. Yeah, keep shining.
Keep shining. Keep shining.
Yeah, yeah. Keep shining. Keep shining.
Keep shining. Keep shining. Keep shining. Keep shining.
Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Bush and Hussein together in bed, giving H-E-A-D head. Y'all motherfuckers heard what we said. Billions made and millions dead. Dead,
there we go.
Dead,
come on,
dead,
come on.
Dead. Work it out. Set it up, 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 work it out. Set it up. Bush and Hussein together in bed, giving H-E-A-D head. Y'all motherfuckers heard what we said. Billions made and millions dead. Bush and Hussein together in bed, giving H-E-A-D head.
In a land not very far away from here, George W. Bush was drinking beer. His daddy was head of the CIA. Now listen up close to what I say. The CIA worked for Standard Oil and other companies to whom they're loyal. In a whole nother land by the name of Iran, the people got wise and took a stand. Told the oil companies, hey, ain't shit funny. This is our oil, our land, our money. CIA got medicine, false info to Iraq to help start the Iran-Iraq war. Pronounce war if I have to be proper. The CIA is the cops, that's why I hate the coppers. Saddam Hussein was their man out there. They told him to rule by keeping people scared, saying any opposition to him, he must crush it. He gassed the Kurds, they gave him the budget. Said you gotta kick ass to protect our cash. Step out of line and feel our wrath. You know the time without looking at the little hand. Time came for them to cut out the middleman. Children man with no legs and shit, cause a bomb's over. You know the outcast hit, and they really want you to hate him dead. When just the other day they made him head. War ain't about one land against the next. It's poor people dying so the rich cash checks.
Bush and Hussein together in bed, giving H-E-A-D head. Y'all motherfuckers heard what we said. Billions made and millions dead. Bush and Hussein together in bed, giving H-E-A-D head. Y'all motherfuckers heard what we said. Billions made and millions dead. Work it out. Work it out.
Thank you.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you just heard the new installment from Britain's own The Go Team with their song Buy Nothing Day from their album that was just released last month, Rolling Blackouts. If you haven't heard of The Go Team before, they're an English Brighton-based sextet and they combine indie rock and garage rock together. And as you can hear from that song, it's lots of fun, cutesy pop, but with wicked guitar. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was enjoying that song quite a bit. Actually, we were kind of grooving in the studio. They got quite a cute sound. They've supported Survival International, the charity album by that charity called Songs for Survival, and it's a movement for tribal people. Survival is actually the only organization working for tribal people's rights worldwide. They work with hundreds of tribal communities and organizations and are funded almost entirely by concerned members of the public and some other foundations as well. They will not take national government money, which I find quite interesting, to be honest with you, because governments are actually the main violators of tribal people's rights. That's why they will not take government money, nor will we take money from, or they won't take monies from companies which might be abusing tribal people. So they really stand for the cause and put their foot down.
Definitely. And I mean, a lot of organizations do need federal funding to help out with their operational costs because a lot of donors don't put their money towards a nonprofit's operational costs. They'd rather direct it to the actual projects on the ground. But as we all know, you do need infrastructure to be involved in doing those kinds of good work. So it's really interesting that for those guys that they actually don't take any federal funding. But I also wanted to talk about the song title from the Go Team, Buy Nothing Day. That's actually from an actual day that was introduced by Adbusters, which is a magazine that sort of flips its nose at advertising and branding, and it's based out of Vancouver, actually. It was started a few, probably like 10, 15, 20 years ago now. So that's pretty cool that is actually an initiative has come out of Vancouver.
Very cool. And Buy Nothing Day, for those that haven't heard of it, is an international day of protest against consumerism observed by social activists. So typically celebrated the Friday after American Thanksgiving in North America and the following day internationally. So in 2010, the dates were actually November 26th and 27th, respectively. And as you mentioned, it was founded in Vancouver by artist Ted Dave. Ted Dave.
Shout out to Ted Dave. Oh, God, you're a dope.
And as you said, promoted by Adbusters magazine that is based in Canada. So Buy Nothing Day, I think it's an amazing idea, really.
Well, I mean, our whole system is based on consuming, and throwing away. I mean, our landfill is absolutely ridiculous, and it's going to engulf the world. So I think it's a really cool initiative. If you just take one day out and you don't buy anything on that day, I'm sure it'll make a huge difference to landfill, to just a bunch of stuff, really.
Yeah. I mean, so many people just, like you said, consume when they really don't need to. I'm guilty of it.
I'm
sure we're all kind of guilty of it. But various kind of activities that happen on Buy Nothing Day, some of them are pretty pretty interesting, but great ways to draw attention to the problem of overconsumption. They've had credit card cut-ups where participants stand in a shopping mall and in a crowd and just cut their credit cards up kind of in public to gain awareness. Free non-commercial street parties, zombie walks.
I've seen
really
a couple of those zombie walks in Van. They're really fun.
Yeah, they take bizarre. You, catch you off guard, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like a flash mob.
Yeah.
But I also think, and the good thing about Buy Nothing Day, because it really makes you think about how you consume and what you consume and where your dollars are going and to what ends they are being met as well. So if you are interested more about Buy Nothing Day, go onto Adbusters' website. And also if you're interested in where your money goes and how it's being utilized through your consumption, there's a great little 20-minute thing on the internet called The History of Stuff, and that talks about how the capitalist system has evolved over the centuries and how it's led to us, like, over-consuming to the point of just decimating the planet. So it's pretty interesting.
And just a thought I had, too, while we were talking about this, consumers don't realize the power that their dollar that they spend has. And, you know, just while we're talking about it, you should have the knowledge about the companies that you support and the brands you support, because some companies are really taking strides, you know, to do things that are good for the environment and good for society, whereas others are really, you know, using sweatshops, for instance, is one thing that comes to mind.
Still sticking their heads in the sand. And I think it's really interesting. You can always tell when a movement or a grassroots movement is really taking hold when you see so much advertising coming out around being involved in different organisations or being more environmentally friendly. I mean, you look at anything. Like, I remember seeing a Maxwell House advert, and they said, we're not going to spend money on you know, a ridiculous advert. We're just going to talk about what we support. And that's as a way of, like, engaging the consumer into actually being involved with an organized or a company that gives back. So we heart those kind of initiatives here on Are You Aware?
We do. And we encourage you to be aware about how you spend your dollar when you do consume.
Definitely. So,
before the Go Team, we had The Coup with... What track were we playing there?
It was a little bit of a blasphemous head of from their album Pick a Bigger Weapon. We can always count on The Coup to slide a few swear words in there, so we apologise for that if that offended anyone. And they do tend to be controversial, but we do like them on Are You Aware because they do say a lot of stuff that people are scared about saying. That was obviously a criticism about the Iran-Iraq war that happened in America. And these guys have been... around for a while. They got together in 1992. They're from Oakland, California. They consist of Boots Riley and Pam the Funkstress. And they criticize. Their lyrics are really thought provoking, and that's why we love them here on Are You Aware?
For sure. Now
we have some fun stuff.
Yeah, fun time. We've actually we've got some tickets to give away. Tell them about what show is it? The Deers?
The Deers.
Give me the info.
The Deers are playing at the venue on March 5th, and it's a ticket and a plus one, so you can take your friend, your mother, your brother, your dog, whoever you want, to go and see them at the venue. The Deers have been together for 15 years. They're a Canadian independent music mainstay and, I guess, sort of legends in their own right. The Deer's powerful live shows have been described as the sonic equivalent of seeing the face of God. So, like we say here on Are You Aware, it's a face-melting experience. Two free tickets to give away. People are ringing in already. We might have to get off the air so that we can call whoever's calling in and give them the free tickets. This is from their new album, Degeneration Street, and the song is called Stick With Me, Kid.
On Are You Aware?
From the left to the right, they receded into the night. It's not safe, or they won't you. It's not safe. I'll run till there's nowhere left to run. From the front to the back, though they faded into black, and they lost me and others just like.
taking down your every fear. That's what I'll do. Stick with me, kid. That's what I'll do. Stick with me, kid. That's what I'll do. Stick with me, kid. That's what I'll do.
Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Play. Come to me now, lay your arms around me. This is why, this is why we fight. Come now, come how, come how, come how. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. Press the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. We got to throw a little congratulations out there to our ticket winner.
Yes, Miss Andrea Sherrard. She is going to the Deers on March 5th, and get ready to have your face melted off because it's going to be awesome.
What was the quote? It's like seeing the face of God.
Let me see. Where is it? Please be waited. The sonic equivalent of seeing the face of God.
Wow, seeing the Deers, that really sets the bar pretty high.
I know, no pressure.
I hope we haven't set the bar too high for dear Andrea.
I know, she might come back and go, that was ridiculous. No.
So congratulations to Andrea for winning the Deers tickets. Last song there, The Decemberists, a great track from their latest album that was This Is Why We Fight from The King Is Dead. An awesome song.
Yeah, I really like it. This is their sixth full-length album, and they are an indie folk band from just down the road in Portland, Oregon. Described as the most pastoral, rustic record they've ever made by Douglas Wolk of the Rolling Stone. The album reached number one on the US Billboard 200 chart in the week commencing only 15 days after release, which
wow,
is huge.
Wow, so they're having some great success with it.
Yeah.
And they've supported the Jeremy Wilson Foundation, which is an organization dedicated to helping uninsured musicians with their medical bills.
And I have a sneaking suspicion that they will probably be coming up to Vancouver sooner rather than later for this tour. So we better keep our eyes out, and hopefully we can give away free tickets.
That'd be sweet.
And I think we have a date that night. Otherwise,
heck yeah, for sure. So we'll keep you posted if they're going to be playing our fine city here in Vancouver. Before that, a band that I've been really enjoying lately, Dinosaur Bones, with the track from their forthcoming first album, which is
so
called My Divider.
Yet.
Not even out yet. When is it being released? March 8th, the album is due to drop. So coming up here next month, and that song was called Royalty from Dinosaur Bones. They're a five-piece band from Toronto, and in less than 2 years, they've been creating quite a buzz out of the Toronto music scene without even having a proper full-length album out there. So they've actually been called Toronto's most promising young band.
Nice.
So check out My Divider when it drops on March 8th. And they'll actually be playing the Commodore Ballroom in April 23rd, in support of that album. They'll be opening for Tokyo Police Club and a great local act, Said the Whale. So that's going to be a good show.
That is going to be a good show. Hopefully we might get free tickets to that. We're talking it up, aren't we?
Yeah.
This is our first free tickets of 2011. So we start off with a bang with the Deers, and then we're just going to keep rolling.
Yeah, we're gaining momentum. So, and talking about momentum, something we want to talk about.
Segue there, champ. Nice segue.
I try my hardest. I don't know if our listeners out there have been paying attention to the news, but something that's been quite prominent in the news lately is usage-based internet billing in Canada. Some of our internet providers in our great country of Canada have been talking about going to usage-based internet billing, which...
Yeah, I think it's like they want to cap it at 25 gigs. And after that, you have to pay exorbitant prices, essentially. So 25 gigs a month, I think.
How much is that?
That is...
Paint me a picture.
Well, as my roommate and I said, we like to watch TV shows online. And if we get addicted to a TV show that we just want to watch all the time, my roommate reckons we could easily go through like 80 gigs in a month watching TV online and movies online and downloading music. And
so that translates into a big bill.
And exactly. And it would be bad for CITR international listeners who want to listen to CITR on the radio or podcast, because you won't be able to listen as much because it'll cost you too much to listen to us.
This is asinine.
How tragic. That would be a national... No, it would be an international tragedy.
It would be an international tragedy. We do have a little bit of good news for you, though. The CRTC was forced to reconsider its decision to allow usage-based billing. To take over Canada. So this was a quite a big win for the pro-internet community, but really it's far from over. The review of internet metering is open for public comments, but we can be sure that Big Telecom is obviously exerting significant pressure on the CRTC to move forward with less affordable internet access. So, you know, we really need your help to call on the CRTC to stop the metering and end internet caps, and right? We as DJs on CITR that have, you know, listeners all over the world that that podcast us and listen to us online.
Definitely. And also, I mean, it is such a huge money grab from the telecommunications around companies around the fact that people are sort of not getting cable because it's quite frankly rubbish.
I don't have cable.
It's absolute rubbish. So I mean, and you can access so much great media online already, so they just, it's literally a money grab. But openmedia.ca, which is based out of Vancouver, wants Vancouverites to support in a local Stop the Meter petition drive on Saturday, February 26th at 1 o'clock. This is part of the Stop the Meter National Day of Action. So this will be happening around the country. They are encouraging Vancouver supporters to print off the Stop the Meter CRTC petition. Meet at a central location on February 26th. So grab a couple of your friends. You can go to a coffee shop, a campus, a library, a pub, anywhere, even Library Square, the Art Gallery. Just walk up and down Davie Street, walk up and down Burrard Street, wherever you can go, and just walk around and ask Canadians to help us call on Ottawa to stop the meter on internet use. The signed petitions will then be collected and mailed to the openmedia.ca office, where the feedback will be relayed to the CRTC. This is vitally important as we build our case that Canadians want open, accessible and affordable internet access.
And you can find out more about your local Stop the Meter National Day of Action. Check out your organizing team's Facebook page. You know, Google it and you can find out more about this. So I think it's really, really, really important. Obviously, people are very, this affects everyone.
Well, our friends and I were talking about it the other day, and we were saying how short-sighted it is because internet is evolving at such a rapid pace. And, you know, you look at social networking, which is a huge, it's hugely advantageous to a lot of nonprofit organizations that can't afford to promote themselves as widely as they would like to. And I mean, Skype, you wouldn't be able to Skype your friends on the internet around the world or across the country. Families are so reliant on that to stay in touch, and we don't know where the internet is going to be in 5, 10, 15 years and what we will need to access from it.
Yeah, this could very well take us backwards instead of forwards, and we don't like that. It's all about progression.
Exactly. And the openmedia.ca are encouraging you to be creative. They ask, why not dress up as meter maids to spark people's curiosity or write a Stop the Meter theme song? We'll be helping local petition drive teams to invite local media to help spread the word that the CRTC is still reviewing UBB and that this is far from being a closed case. So the power is in the hands of the people. We need to let Ottawa know that this is not on, and we won't allow it. And if you want more information about the local events that are happening around Vancouver, you can email their event coordinator, Glyn, at, so I'll tell you, it's glyn.l@canadaparticipates.ca. And if you just go to openmedia.ca, you can find all about it. So this is next Saturday, February 26th. Let's reclaim our internet.
Power to the people.
Woo!
And speaking of people, Mavis Staples, she's a person. And we're going to play some more of her. We played her before. This is an awesome song.
It is.
It's called Wrote a Song for Everyone. Listened to it last night. Pretty impressed by it. I know Fleur is a big fan.
Yes, I love Miss Mavis Staples. I saw her at the Vancouver Folk Festival a couple of years ago, and she wailed the hell out of Jericho Beach. She's phenomenal.
Cool. Well, here's Mavis Staples with Wrote a Song for Everyone on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR-FM.
Man. had myself a coming county welfare line. I was feeling strung out, hung out on the line. Saw myself going down to war in June. What I want, all I want, is writing myself a tune. Wrote a song for everyone, wrote a song for truth, wrote a song for everyone, and I couldn't leave it up to you. Got myself arrested, wound me up in jail. Richmond about to blow up, communication failed. If you see the answer, now's the time to say what I want. All I want is get you down to pray. I wrote a song for everyone, wrote a song for truth, wrote a song for everyone, and I couldn't even talk to you. The same. Pharaoh spins the message round and round the truth. They could have saved a million people. How can I tell you? I wrote a song for everyone, wrote a song for truth, wrote a song for everyone, and I couldn't even talk to you.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
And why is she eating that stuff? She must have picked it up from her trip back home. The smell's making me sick. Don't you think she should eat it somewhere else?
Oh, that's disrespectful toward Parveen. Actually, I think it's great that we can enjoy different foods.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
Want it, find it, see it, get it, be rich now or just forget it, earn it, steal it, beg it, buy it, can't stay broke, you gotta try it, dream it, plan it, chance it, risk it, bring your guns, machete, ratchet, load it, lock it, pockets, drop it, handgun, long guns, automatic, hunt it, search it, time it, find it, while your fence and wall, they climb it, breach it, break it, reach it, take it, dog is sleeping, don't you wake it, have it, own it, clench it, hide it, cops or goons and guns beside it, fence it, raid it, beat it, scale it, who get caught, them cops with jaded, early check it, stop inspect it, look who's here, constable back it, knob it, comfort, jeep it, truck it, put no stunt, you kick the bucket, freeze it, cock it, squeeze it, puncture. fractured brain, nobody needs it. Truck it, trace it, pick it, waste it. Gunshot, blow your face and space it. Chop it, bash it, smash it, scrape it. Try you may, but can't escape it. Rise it, gauge it, bust it, blaze it. Cops it, gonna bullet, shave it. Shoot it, kill it, mute it, steal it. Got one life, you can't refill it. Know it, pre it, saw it, flee it. Logic, laws and rules, we wrote it. Cancel logic. Cancel logic. Cancel logic.
Love song. Eat your words. It's just you know. You got the money and the cars. You got the gun to fight the boss. Time to kill. That's what I steal. You confess. Got your bullets in your vest. Keep you moving, move away. It's not the culture from the play. You confess. Got your bullets in your vest. Keep you moving, move away. It's not the culture from the play. He says your bird keeps you wet. Dust. To all the questions they ask.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and we thought we'd put some reggae into your grey Vancouver wet cold evening with none other than the legend himself,
Bob.
Big Bob Marley.
Everybody needs a little reggae in their life, you know?
Exactly. It makes you remember summer.
The outlook on my day is just that much better now.
Exactly.
I'm feeling good.
Exactly. And you have faith that it's going to get hot.
Yeah, hopefully soon. I don't know about that, but that was Natural Mystic.
Yes, one of these great songs from the album of the same name. We don't really want to talk too much about Bob and who he is, because I assume everybody knows who he is.
Everybody knows Bob.
But interestingly enough, that song was composed and produced by another great reggae artist, Lee Scratch Perry, who we haven't played yet. We need to...
We'll get on that. Maybe for next week.
And he was the third world, or the developing world's first ever pop superstar, which I didn't realize. In 1994, John Werner said in Marley's 1994 posthumous, I can't say that word. How do you say it?
Oh,
now I'm putting you on the spot. Ha ha ha. Whatever. After you die, people give you an award, whatever that's called. Introduction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He says he brought the lyrical force of Bob Dylan, the personal charisma of John Lennon, and the essential vocal styling of Smokey Robinson into one voice.
Wow, quite a statement.
Yep, pretty good combination.
No doubt. In 2001... he was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, which is, that's, you know, quite an honor, I would say. And Ghetto Youths International, a charity that the younger Marleys have been involved with, began in 1989. They identified the spiritual source of their music, the children of the ghetto, and now want to reach out and help that element through charitable programs. So Ghetto Youths International, their philosophy is based on the preservation and protection of the future of the world, which is children. Established as a nonprofit organization, it is dedicated to encouraging educational, health, and physical development programs for children in the impoverished areas. You can find out more, www.bobmarley-foundation.com. Check it out. Before that, Tricky, we were bouncing around the studio for that one.
We were indeed. We love Tricky. Tricky's been around for a long time. He was part of the Bristol. I was right the first time. I need to eat dinner. The Bristol trip hop movement of the 90s. Some fantastic bands came out of the early 90s from Bristol, including Massive Attack. Who else? Portishead was another one, and there's been a couple of other ones as well. He's an English musician and actor, and as well as a producer and musician. He was involved with a sound system called the Wild Bunch, who actually evolved in 1987 into Massive Attack, and he's noted for a dark, rich, and layered sound.
And that was Kingston Logic from Tricky. And coming up next, Canadian band.
Yes.
Organ a little Canadiana in there. We've got some Bedouin Sound Clash coming up. They're a Canadian reggae ska band. They recently released their latest album on their own label called Pirates Blend on September 28th, 2010. And recently they premiered their new music video for the song Hearts in the Night. I don't know when they did this, but they released it on the website for the David Suzuki Foundation, which is a great way to raise awareness for that foundation.
I thought that was a really cool idea. That was when they released their last album in 2009. And I just thought that was a really cool initiative. Most people in Vancouver know about it, but I wanted to remind them. Insight, which we've talked about a lot, Black Mountain are quite involved in Insight. This is a place where people on the downtown east side that who are suffering from drug addictions can actually go and inject their drugs in a clean, safe environment where you can actually get clean needles and counselling services as well. It's been a project pilot for a while, and Bedouin Sound Clash actually wanted to support this initiative in 2008, and they were going to do a show in front of the Insight offices down on the downtown east side. Unfortunately, the city officials and police shut down this free concert by Bedouin Sound Clash, and police were called in to monitor the large crowds as city workers took down a stage set up on East Hastings, and it was a huge controversy because this site. The people in the community really support this site because it's a supervised injection site. And as we've talked about before, these have been around in different countries and have really helped the community that has been suffering from chronic drug addiction, even in places like King's Cross, which is in Australia, in Sydney, in the inner suburbs of Sydney, which was quite a horrendous place to visit and live there, has actually been cleaned up a lot and helped a lot because of their supervised injection site. So this was this came under huge controversy.
I think Jay Malinowski, lead singer for the band, had a pretty interesting outlook on the concert mm-hmm. being shut down, though. He said it was actually a positive thing for Insight because it shows the mentality of the people who oppose this type of rehabilitation. And not only that, I think it really pushed the pilot program out into the light, so to speak, mm-hmm. and gave it attention from some people that wouldn't normally have heard of it. So I think in the end, I think it might have been a positive thing for Insight.
Definitely.
So, here is Bedouin Sound Clash with Brutal Hearts on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Are you the brutal heart that I've been looking for? Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay?
Mark?
Jason?
The Bear! All those guys! Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and
Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Even in the moment with the light upon your face, I'll look up and show the motions I'll use. I can hear breathing, I feel the space, and I'll be the one you'll never know. side. I come on over and wake you in the night. I feel you tremble, I hear you call. I'll be waiting. Up inside the moment, I thought you knew. I see you walking, you're turning blue. Look over at me.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And we actually got to give a shout out. We just received a call from a great listener of ours. She just wanted to talk a little bit about Jay Malinowski, who's the lead singer for Bedouin Soundclash, and how much she enjoys his solo album that was put out. I think it was early last year.
Last year, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so the album was called Bright Lights and Bruises, and she suggests it.
She even suggested a song that she told us there's a song about losing someone where she... like I said to her on the phone, I love hearing about people's emotional response to songs, but obviously I don't like the fact that she felt this way, but basically she hears this song and she said she can't even drive because it makes her cry. So yeah. It sounds like it's a pretty amazing album.
Yeah, music can be very... provoke the emotions, I guess.
That's the great power of music. So we have to say thanks for calling in and letting us know. We always love to hear from our listeners and know that you're out there, because it's funny being here. We just think we're talking to each other,
yeah. That was Tapes and Tapes with Freak Out from their album called Outside, which was just released in 2011, January 11th to be exact. Love that song. Indie rock band from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
That was fun. I like that a lot.
It's good. Has a good pace to it. We've got time for one more.
And if you guys want to email us or find out anything about what's going on with Are You Aware, we have our own Facebook group, and we give you a heads up as to when we're putting when we're having bands in, when we're giving away tickets, just so you can listen in.
Post various things we're interested in.
Yeah, we never posted that thing.
We're going to post a video that we talked about last week. We promise.
We promise. Sometimes we're a bit slow on the uptake, but we do get there in the end. It is called Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. So if you Facebook that, you'll find us, and please join our group. We're at 150 people, so we're pretty stoked about that.
That's called momentum.
That is called momentum. Or you can always email us at
areyouawareradio@gmail.com. And last track of the day, we're playing some Neil Young. Mr. or Sir, or is he a knight?
Esquire.
Is he like a knight now or something?
Well, if Canadians could knight someone,
he'd be one.
He would be the order of the highest form. I don't know.
He has the Order of Canada, I believe.
He does? Well, yeah. That's the same difference, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty much like being a knight. He's amazing. So here's Neil Young with War of Man from Harvest Moon on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
From the battle fire, the tired Hey everybody, this is Bleak on CITR 101.9